holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Sometimes you just have to shut your mouth.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, wonderful day, and I truly believe that you are wonderful listeners. Hey, how are you doing? How's your family doing? How's your business doing? How's work? I'm asking you because most people don't ask people how they're doing. They don't ask. So I'm asking you, how you feeling? How you living? Listen, remember, no matter what's happening to you, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, listen, today is one of those days that God has given us another few minutes to get it right. Just a few more minutes, a few more hours to get it right. Just to work it out with the Lord. Some of y'all need to work it out with the Lord. We all need to work it out with Him. But you have to get started. Sooner or later, you're going to have to get started on working it out with the Lord. Regardless of where you've been, where you lived, and who you were 10 years ago, who you were 20 years ago, who you were yesterday, sooner or later, you're going to have to start working it out with the Lord. You're going to have to start the path, man. And ma'am, you're going to have to start that path, regardless of what pole you were on, what you were doing, what you were smoking, what kind of drugs you did, what you do, who you killed, all that. You got to start moving on that path towards God. You're going to have to do it. That's the only, listen, we're all, the longer you stay out there, the worse it's going to get. The devil's hoping that you stay out there. And people saw the devil this, the devil that. I'm telling you, there are evil spirits that are working against you. I'm telling you, you're thinking it's the white man. You're thinking it's the black man. You're thinking it's this organization or that organization, the government or whatever. No, it's not them. It's the evil spirits that control them. And listen, those evil spirits, they control black people, blue people, green people, white people. They control it. They don't care who they control. They're trying to work against anybody trying to get close to the Lord. And that's their job, I guess. That's what they want to do. And listen, the longer you stay out there, the worse it's going to get. Because sooner or later, you become too old to be doing all that stuff you were doing 20, 30 years ago. Really, you're too old to be doing it now, right? But you need to start your path. I don't know how you're going to start it, but you need to start your path towards walking to the Lord. Because if you don't, man, you're going to lose out. God's not going to be the one who loses out. He's losing a lot of great people because they think they don't need Him. But the great people are the ones who lose out, not God. God's not going to lose out, because for every one that don't believe, there are 23 others that will. You know, there's one other that will. I mean, God wants everybody to be safe. He never willed anybody to go to the hot place. It was never His deal for anybody to go to the hot place. He wanted the evil spirits to go to the hot place that ruined humanity. Yeah, but hey, man. But when we act like the evil spirits, we end up going where the evil spirits are going. You know, we got things to do. We got changes to make. And listen, I was talking about it the other day. You can make adaptations to your faith. You can make subtle changes to your faith as you go along. You might have believed this one day or one year, and then God brings you closer to Him, and then you see that, wait a minute, let me clean my glasses so I can see everything. Oh, I can see better now. You know, because God, when God gives you insight, when He put them spiritual eye drops in your eyes, where you can see everything, everything just changes. Everything changes, and you might as well get started now on walking towards the Lord. If you hadn't started, just think about what I'm saying to you. I'm not asking you for a donation, or I'm not asking you for a spiritual scalp or anything, or to join my church or anything. No. If you send a donation, that's fine, but I really want you just to start walking towards God. God says, I'm a good minister. If I tell you that, if I tell you and remind you to go back to Him, that's all John the Baptist did. You know, get back to Him. That's all the apostles did. They get back to God. And that's all they did. That's what they told you. They told you your sins are forgiven. Get back to God, man. A lot of things you can't pull back. A lot of things have already happened. You can't change it now. See, the Lord agreed with me already. I can't change what I did. You can't change what you did. But, hey, man, all you have to do is start walking towards the Lord. Once you start walking toward Him, He will walk closer to you. He'll walk toward you. You know, you do one thing, He just comes closer to you. Do something else, He walks away. So it's like, the more you walk closer to Him, the closer He walks to you. The further away you walk from Him, now there's the chance you take right there. You know, those evil spirits love when people walk away from God. They love that. Now let's get to the lesson. Sometimes you just have to be quiet. Sometimes you just have to stop talking. Most people don't like them when we talk about that. All right, we're going to go to, let's see, Proverbs. Proverbs 15, and we'll start at verse number 1. Proverbs 15 and verse number 1. And also, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast. Podbean.com, download the broadcast, or grab the link and share. Matter of fact, if you just play it, that's downloading it, actually. That's just play the broadcast, and then you'll see what I'm saying to you. So verse number 1 is this. A gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. So you really have to watch what you're saying. A lot of times we get into trouble because we didn't use the right wording. We didn't change our words. We really got hyped up and we said what we had to say to get it off our chest, when we really should have waited and then said what we needed to say. Think through what you're about to say to people. Think it through. Sometimes you don't have the opportunity to think through. They're coming at you right now. If you don't have the words then, if you don't have the gentle words then, you might want to just hold off for a second. It might feel like you're being disrespected. Like you might start feeling like a chump. You might start feeling weak or whatever, or appearing that you're weak to other people. But no, just listen. A gentle answer deflects anger. But harsh words make tempers flare. So you can make a bad situation worse by talking the wrong thing, talking too much. You understand? I mean, even like we could talk about a regular or traffic stops, right? Instead of always being combative and, what did I do wrong? I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. Sometimes it's just best to wait and deal with that in court. Don't show any signs of struggle. Don't show any signs of defilement. Don't defy people. You know, the officers are there for a reason. But, you know, certain things just work out wrong sometimes. I get it. But generally speaking, when you're dealing with people that are in charge of safety, your answers, a gentle answer deflects the anger. As they're giving, they might give you something angry. Some people have a bad day and they pulled you over, and that's on top of their bad day. So now you're getting all of it, right? Okay, let's just say that might happen. And let's say that that's the situation. Well, if you see that they're in that mode, don't help that mode get larger. You know, if you see they're angry or something's bothering them, a gentle answer deflects anger. But harsh words make tempers flare. Okay, hear about this. What about this one? Your husband or your wife, or your girlfriend or whatever, your boyfriend, they might have a problem with something that you said or something you did. And you might actually be right in what you said or did. But a gentle answer deflects anger. But harsh words make tempers flare. A lot of times we're in more arguments because we didn't change what we said. We didn't think about what we were going to say before we said it. We didn't ask God to lead us on what to say. You know, because your mouth can do a lot of things. Your mouth can set people off or calm people down. And if you're not careful, you can get people set off and then the anger flares up and the tempers are flaring. And guess who's going to get the grunt of that? You are. You're going to get the total blame for it. But if you just think about what you're saying. And some people, you know, when they're upset, they don't want to hear logic. Well, then you can say, well, can we talk about this later? Because maybe you're, I don't see that you're in the mood to really talk about this right now. Let's calm down first. And then we can discuss this. You know? Verse number two, the tongue of the wise makes knowledge appealing, but the mouth of a fool belches out foolishness. Wise people, right? That's not smart people. That's not necessarily smart people. When you start talking about wise people, you're talking about people who get knowledge directly from God. Some kind of way God has given them the knowledge about a certain subject or a certain thing or a certain minute that they're talking. He's given them wisdom about this thing. And as long as their tongue is speaking wisely, knowledge is appealing. But, you know, when fools start talking, they just belching out all kind of foolishness. They don't give out wisdom. They give out foolishness. And so we have to be careful, verse one, that our answers, you know, are gentle. And then when our answers are gentle, that gives us time to be wise, as opposed to screaming back at the problem and then belching out foolishness. Now, that does nothing but pull up more anger and more tempers. And sometimes we just have to be quiet. We have to shut our mouths and be quiet. That's what we have. We have to shut up. That's what we have to do. But be wise. Sometimes you got to choose your fight. Sometimes it's not time to fight.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.